We all have bad moods, I know. But it's not really an excuse. But today was just so awful. I got home from work. You asked me questions about my day, and my answers were all short and verging on rude. I didn't want to talk. I'd done enough talking today. I threw my purse and my keys down at the door, and you were sitting on the couch, reading, and TV on in the background. And you just watched. I like that about you. Even when I was rude, you could tell when I'd had a bad day, and you never scolded me for it, even when I deserved it. Stormed around the house, grabbed some frozen meal from the freezer and threw it in the microwave, and retreated to the bedroom. When I came back out, I was in a tank top and my ugliest, baggiest pair of sweatpants. Didn't say a word, straight from the bedroom into the bathroom. When I came out of the bathroom, my face was red, and you couldn't tell if I'd been crying or just scrubbed a little too hard getting the makeup off. Probably both. Grabbed my dinner out of the microwave. Ate 2 bites of it. I just wasn't hungry. And threw it in the garbage. You looked at me over the top of your book. And just that slight little motion of your head, telling me to come over. I did, with a big sigh, grudgingly. Sometimes you just want to be in a bad mood, you know? And I knew that you'd try and make me feel better. But I did it. I laid on the couch next to you and put my head in your lap, facing the TV. And the news came on, and there was some terrible, sad story. And before I could even sigh, you changed the channel. I don't know, you turned it to some inane cooking show or home decorating show. One of those programs about people looking for houses that even if we win the lottery, we'd never afford. Something thoughtless. And your hand came to rest on the side of my head. Just carelessly stroking my hair. My eyes were fastened on the TV, but I know I wasn't paying attention. I just lived in that touch. Just the weight of your hand against me and the soft brush of your fingers. And we just laid like that for, I don't know, a long time. I don't know if you were actually reading or not. I could tell that the contours of your lap were changing. But you never made a move. You never pushed for anything more than just letting me lay there and stroking me. Occasionally your hand would move from my hair down to the side of my arm, just tracing little patterns on my skin. And then you'd move again. And I begin to think how lucky I am. I come home in a wretched mood. And you don't say anything. You don't scold me. You just let me be. And then you let me lay here. And I can tell what your body wants. And you don't even make a move for it. And you know you could. And you know I'd say yes. But for right now, you are about me. And that realization means more than I even have words for. And I lay there with all these thoughts in my head. I turn onto my back and meet your eyes and smile up at you. And my mood is already miraculously shifting. I thread my fingers through yours and squeeze your hand. In silent thanks, I guess. I like to play with your fingers, just holding your hand in mine. My thumb is stroking your palm, randomly flexing your knuckles, bending and unbending your fingers. I don't know why. I like to think it relaxes both of us. I kiss your hand, and I kiss your palm. And you trace my jaw with a fingertip. And I trap the fingertip again and kiss it softly. And before parting my lips a little and sucking on it, just teasing you a little. And that gets a smile out of you. I love that you wait for me. You wait for those little signals to let you know that it's okay. To let you know that I understand that this is you caring about what I want. I smile up at you. My bad mood is totally gone, and I laugh a little and put your hand over my breast. You give it a squeeze and put your book aside. For a while, you just squeeze and stroke, not going beyond where I put you. But within a few minutes, your hand slides down underneath my tank top. Getting closer and closer to my nipple. And I can feel my breath starting to change. I squirm where I'm laying and start to work my tank top up over my head. Laying there topless, my head still in your lap, and by this time, you're pretty much all the way hard. Your hand alternates, moving from one breast to the other, teasing and pinching my nipples. And I bite my lip and inhale sharply. And you squeeze just a little harder. things are just magical that way. I squirm a little bit where I'm laying and wrap my fingers around your wrist, pulling just a little. You take my little hint, and your hand wanders down over my stomach and slides down inside the waistband of my ratty sweatpants. Your middle finger sweeps between my lips just once, and you pull it out and trace my lips with the same finger. I can't help licking my lips. It's instinctive, and I love that. You taste myself off your finger, too. And something about it, and the look in your eyes, makes me blush. And my skin gets hot. You nudge me a little bit, and I roll off of the couch and stand. You grab the ties of my waistband and pull me towards you. So I'm standing between your knees, and I bend down and give you a soft kiss. You untie the strings on my sweatpants and let them fall off of my hips. So I'm standing there, naked in front of you. And I climb into your lap, straddling your legs. You wrap your arms around me. I know whatever had happened today doesn't matter, because your arms are strong and I feel safe here. And you kiss me and deepen the kiss. And a growl starts in your chest. And it makes me giggle a little. I love your voice. I love your growl. That sort of possessive. I don't know. It's home. I push myself against you, my tits against your chest, and playfully push down into your lap, grinding against you, and you moan. I love that you want me. I love that you seem to need me as much as I need you. Somehow we manage to work your cock free of your pants while you sit there. And I guide you inside of me. You fill me perfectly. And we just sit there, arms wrapped around each other, kissing, our breath mingling. And I ride you slowly. Letting you fill me up completely. Just rocking my hips against you, much I needed to feel this today. So much a part of you. Your breath comes faster. And mine follows. I know you're holding back, waiting for me. You slip a hand down between us. Start working my clit while you suck on my tongue. Oh God. Oh, I'm so close. I'm so close. Oh, and I sway and rock in your lap. And your other hand is against the small of my back. And I can feel you pushing up into me. Will you play with my clit? Oh, please. Feel it right there. And your breath against my ear. As you whisper. And tell me to come for you. He squeezes you as I writhe in your arms, milking every drop of cum. Oh, I want it. You bury your head in beside my throat. And my fingers tangle in your hair. And we just come down together. How do you always know just exactly how to give me what I need? Thank you.